Beautiful was that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. That was stunning this morning. Good morning, Moss Vale. Welcome to church this morning. It's so good to be back bringing you God's word this morning. So why don't we take our Bibles, reach for your Bibles, take them in hand or your mobile phone apps. Let's take our Bibles in hand and let's just pray this psalm together. It should come up at the bottom of the screen for you. Let's pray Psalm 119, verse 18. Open my eyes that I may see the wonderful truths in your law. Amen. Today, church, we're going to be looking at the living word of God. And I want to start off this morning by taking you back a few weeks ago when I spoke to you about godly living, being careful to walk in obedience. Do you remember that? We looked at the book of Joshua, in particular, chapter 23, and this set of guidelines, this roadmap, if you like, that God has presented us with here at Moss Vale. Why? To help us to safely navigate through life, in particular this year, which has already been proving a challenge for many of us. So I want to return to that word, in particular one point, the be careful to obey God's word. And I want us to concentrate today on the living word of God. So it's a very simple message today. However, if we truly capture it, if we truly live it, we will see transformation in our lives. So we heard that Joshua was given this instruction by God, a command to obey the law. Let's just remind ourselves of that scripture from Joshua 1, verses 7 to 9. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything that is written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. And then we found out that many years later, when we skip forward to chapter 23, where Joshua has brought together the elders and the chief officials, and he shares with them the same words. Verse 6 of chapter 23, be very strong. Be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses without turning to the right or to the left. He chose to highlight this command, the same command that God gave him. Why? Well, I believe it's because choosing to live a life of obedience is not going to be easy, church. And that's why he's encouraging them to be strong and to be courageous. You see, living the obedient life is not for the faint-hearted. So in order to follow God, they must do all that is written in the book of God's word. So in order to do that, that's what the people in Joshua's day did. They lived for God's word. And it was their commitment to God's word that would be the catalyst to their success. And we spoke about that. But church, it will be the catalyst to our success, personally, individually, and as a church, corporately, if we choose to live by it. Now, don't pick me up wrong this morning. I'm not saying by reading this word, by studying this word, by meditating on this word, that you're going to have a life that is free from struggles and free from trials, for in my experience, that is not the case. However, by living by the word of God, what it will do is ensure that you will be able to deal with what comes against you, because it takes full advantage of two things: God's presence and God's promise. And living daily in the word of God will help us to access that. So I believe that God wants us as a church to really, really get into his words this year. I shared with you a picture, a moving video, if you like, that the Lord gave to me. And it was of the crowds coming out to visit this very important person, to see this very important person, King Jesus. And as he arrived, he lifted the word of God and he began to tear pieces of scripture out of his words. And he began to hand it out to the crowds. I believe we're the crowds. But note that he didn't hand us out food baskets or jobs or resources or money. No, he instead gave us his word. Why? Because he knows that his word is all that we need. His word contains what you need. The psalmist describes his word as a lamp. It says in Psalm 119, verse 105, very well known words, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So if you're looking for direction today, if you're looking for a way forward, the word of God is your sat-nav. It will lead and guide you to where you need to be. Do you feel lost this morning? Did you feel lost when you got up this morning? Can I encourage you? Get into the words. Let's be honest though, we all need guidance. We all need leadership in our lives, especially right now. We want to make the right decisions. We want to do the right thing. And in order to do that, we need to stand on the word of God. We need his word to survive. It will be his word, knowing his word, learning his word, understanding his word that's going to make the difference in your year. I promise you that. You know, when we hear of people being lost, take a mountain climber, for instance, or someone that's stuck out in the middle of the desert. They talk about survival, don't they? How long will they cope out there in those conditions? And you'll often hear discussion about how long a person can survive, in particular, without two things, bread and water. One study I read suggests that a person can't survive more than 8 to 21 days without food and water. As each day goes by, the body gets weaker and weaker. Starvation and dehydration, sets in. And eventually, they die. So on this journey that we call life, we need direction. We need direction. We need a roadmap. But we also need the food and water to survive. Today, I want to look at how spiritually his food and water will keep us spiritually alive. You know, wise travelers, before they set out on a journey, will ensure that they have all of that. And spiritually, it's exactly the same for us. If we want to live obediently for God, then we need to get into his word. For it's his word that will sustain us. It's his word that will give us that spiritual nourishment that we need. It will lead you forward. It will lead you to success, as Joshua told the people. Jesus, when he taught the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, verse 6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And I said a few weeks back that we were created to be full. And today I want to look at how God's living word fills us. But before we look at how it sustains us, have you ever questioned where did it come from? Perhaps you're new to church, you're new to Moss Vale, perhaps you're new to the Christian faith and you've asked yourself that question, where did it come from? Well, the Bible tells us the answer to that question. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So we read it there. God inspired man to write his word down. The same breath that breathed creation into being. As it says in Psalm 33, verse 6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, by their starry hosts, by the breath of his mouth. The same breath of God that breathes creation is the same breath that inspired the word of God. So it's more than just black and white words on a page. It's alive. It's his living words. Hebrews 4 verse 12, for the word of God is alive and active. Pastor Hugh prayed that at our morning prayer meeting this morning. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts of our hearts, our attitudes. It judges the thoughts of our attitudes. Our elder Daniel referenced this verse last week also, when he spoke about needing the word of God to help us discern truths. So we know that we need the word of God because it grants us wisdom and it grants us discernment. But what else? Well, the answer to that question is right there back in that verse from Timothy. To teach us, to train us, to keep us right, to reveal to us the right path to take, and to grant us that wisdom that we need. So the word of God is there to help us and to equip us. The word of God also helps us to get to know him, to get to know the one that you're surrendering to. When you read the word, you get to know the heart of God. Read it. You'll learn all about Jesus. You'll learn all about his compassion, how he responded to the faith of the people that came from, what he loves about you. It's through knowing his word that you will get to know him intimately. So let's return now to how living his living word is going to sustain us in this season in which we find ourselves in right now. Well, Jesus said in one of his I am statements, that he is the bread of life. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. John 6. You know, bread is one of those staple items that we've all got in our store cupboards at home. Jesus taught the disciples when he taught them how to pray. He said, give us this day our daily bread. But he wasn't talking about that physical bread. He was referring to himself, the bread of life, the word of God, and that we need that word every single day. Just as you reach for a slice of bread to pop in the toaster in the morning, you need to reach for the word of God, because his word has something new, something fresh for us every single day. A word that's going to strengthen you in the day ahead. A word that's going to nourish you. A word that's going to encourage you throughout the day. A word that's going to give you that discernment that you need throughout that day, as Daniel spoke of. And yet there's someone listening in right now that hasn't opened it since last Sunday. And our Lord and Savior has something fresh for you every single day. I wonder if you've ever experienced going without food. Perhaps you've fasted, and fasting is another topic that we'll discuss another day. But maybe you have gone without food and you know what that feels like. You become weary, irritable, you feel weak, you lose your concentration, your tummy is sore. Maybe that's how you feel spiritually today, because it's been weeks now. It's been weeks since you've truly digested and fed on the word of God. You feel spiritually weak. You've lost your focus. You feel unsettled. Perhaps anxiety is starting to win. You're spiritually starving. You need to feed on the word of God. You see, the Father has provided us with this nourishment. We need to unwrap it though. We need to eat it. And all throughout the scriptures, his word is referred to as bread. Jesus also said that man cannot live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Jesus himself was actually quoting the word of God here. He was quoting scripture from Deuteronomy chapter 8. But what strikes me about this moment in Matthew 4, where Jesus spoke these words, was what Jesus was actually experiencing at the time in which he spoke these words. You see, in chapter 4, verse 4 of Matthew, we read that Jesus was led into the wilderness. For 40 days he fasted, and during that time, not only was he physically hungry, but he was taunted, and he was tempted, and he was attacked by Satan. So at the very point when Jesus' body was physically starving, he chose at that moment to say, it takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes the steady stream of words from the mouth of God. That's the Message translation. But not only was he saying that we need God's word to survive, he was also rebuking Satan. He was also using the word of God as a weapon against the enemy. You see, Jesus came up against Satan because Satan knew he was weak in that moment, physically hungry. And he tempted Jesus to give in to sin. But Jesus' weapon of defense was the living word of God. So God's word not only nourishes us and sustains us, but will protect you against the evil one. No matter how hard he will come at you, whether he taunts us in our weakest moments, whether he tempts you to give up and to give in. Church, God's words will always, always be more powerful than Satan. So you may feel weak right now, but can I encourage you that God's word is powerful? If you're listening right now and temptation has been chapping the door of your heart this week, can I encourage you? Don't wait to the end of this message. Don't wait till I say amen. Get on your knees right now and start claiming the word of God right now over your life. Use the word of God. Proclaim it over your life. Start speaking out those scriptures. They are life to you, your body, your soul, your mind. This year, church, when the enemy comes at us, tempting us, when opposition comes our way, because it will come, we need to take out the word of God. We need to stand on the word of God. We need to use it as our weapon. Ephesians 6 tells us it's a sword. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Here the word of God is being described as a sword. Paul was likening the word of God to a sword. Well, in actual fact, it was more like a dagger than a sword. Remember that verse from earlier? The word of God is alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. Well, this sword, this dagger, was known in the Greek as machaira. It was a 19-inch long, razor-sharp dagger on both sides. And every Roman soldier would carry it. And if you came up against this little dagger, you would know all about it. As the soldiers were taught to thrust into the enemy. But not only that, it would shred their insides to pieces. And it's gruesome, absolutely gruesome. However, the Holy Spirit chose to inspire Paul to use this particular sword to describe the Rhema word of God, the living, active word of God. Why? Well, because when we use the word of God correctly, just like a soldier would train to use a sword in battle, that we can train ourselves through the power of the Holy Spirit to understand his word as a weapon. When the enemy comes at us, he's not going to stand a chance, as our sword will tear that enemy's accusation to pieces. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Amen. God's word will accomplish what it set out to do. It will guide you. It will teach you. It will lead you. It will grant you wisdom. It will give you knowledge. And it will also protect you against the enemy. So the next time that the enemy of lies comes at you, When he comes at you, accusing you, speaking lies at you, saying you're no good, you'll never get through this, you're nothing, you're a failure, pick up the word of God and use it as your sword and claim the promises within it over your life. My daddy says, and if my daddy says, then it is true. It is written, and I believe that I am a child of God, and my life was bought by the precious blood of Jesus. So take that, Satan, and watch the enemy flee. But in order to effectively use the sword, you must regard it. Hear this. You must regard it as the living word of God. If we're not confident in the inspiration of Scripture, that the sword really came from the Spirit, that it really is God's word, then it will lose its power to you. It's only powerful when we learn to use it and when we stand on it and when we believe that it is God's. It's His living word. It's no good just sitting there on a shelf gathering dust. It's a redundant sword. You need to pick it off the shelf. You need to open it up. You need to breathe it in. It's God's living word. I love Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. We need to hide it. We need to soak it in so that it takes deep root in our souls, in our hearts, in our minds. So do you see how important, church, how important it is to feed ourselves daily on the Word of God? It's going to lead us. It's going to provide the nourishment we need. It's going to protect us. You know, Job in the Old Testament, we've mentioned him a few times during this pandemic. Well, he knew a few things about the battles and the storms of life, didn't he? He actually said that he treasured the Word of God more than any essential food. In order to remain in God, as it says in John 15:7, you need to abide in His words. Our elder Tim shared this a few weeks back. He says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Church, we need to get into the Word of God. We need to meditate on it, pray it, abide in it. Why? Because it is food for our souls. It will nourish us, strengthen us, protect us, lead us, and guide us. And God is calling us to live an obedient life. And it's hard. There are many distractions, many temptations in our world today, but we need to be strong and courageous, as Joshua has shared with us this past few weeks. We will not survive unless we understand the power of His word. We need to feed on His daily bread daily. So I began by saying that the body needs food and water to survive. And we've looked at how the Word of God is our daily bread, bringing nourishment to us. So I want to look now briefly at how the Word of God is not just daily bread, but it is water to us that will help us stay spiritually hydrated. So it's written that Jesus is the bread of life. It is also written that He is the living water. And I preached on that back in October. That moment where Jesus revealed Himself as the living water to that woman who was thirsty at the well. And in John's Gospel, He spoke these words in 1 John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus, church, is the living bread. He is also the living water. We read in Deuteronomy that God provided manna in the desert for the Israelites, food from heaven. We read about it also in Psalm 105, verse 40. Let me read it to you. It says, He fed them well with the bread of heaven. Know that it doesn't say that He fed them. It says that He fed them well. He provided them with exactly what they needed, the right amount at the right time. Then in verse 41, it goes on to say that He also provided them water from a rock. It says He opened a rock and water gushed out. It flowed like a river in the desert. So not only did he provide for them bread from heaven, that bread that they needed to survive, but he also provided them with water for their bodies that required that refreshing to stay alive. What a wonderful moment. How amazing was that? However, what is the spiritual significance of this for us today? Well, let me read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You know, when I read this, I got so excited. I hope this excites you. Verse 3 and 4. They all ate the same spiritual food, and they drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ Jesus. Do you see how exciting that is? God provided for the Israelites their every need. They drank from that spiritual rock that was with them always. That rock was the Lord. The water that flowed from the rock was his living word. Amen. His presence was with them. And today, church, his presence is with us. He is with us right now. And he is pouring out to us his living water. That refreshing that we need. Do you need that refreshing today, church? He is the living water. And he flows from heaven for you today. He refreshes our souls. You know, that's why God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, handed out pieces of scripture to the crowds because they didn't need anything else. His word represents his presence and his promise to us. Church, God's living word is that living water that flows from the throne of heaven that spiritually hydrates us. Just look at what the psalmist writes about someone who chooses to be washed in his words. This is beautiful. Psalm 1, 2, and 3. Whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. If you choose to obey the word of God, you will be like that tree. You will be like that tree that flourishes and grows. And guess what else? Bears fruit. Why? Because you've been planted by that stream of living water. Choosing to obey the word of God, as Joshua commanded, will provide your every need. It will guide you. It will lead you. It will be your sword that will protect you. It is your daily bread, providing you the nourishment that you need, the strength that you need. It's going to help you to navigate through this life. It is your sat-nav. It is also your refreshing, because it is the living water. But hear this, church. If you don't hide his word in your heart, if you fail to study it, read it, pray it, meditate on it, live by it, the opposite is also true. You will die of a spiritual hunger and dehydration. You will be like a tree that's not planted by a refreshing stream, but will wither up, and you will not produce any fruit. Let us not be a church like that. Let us not be a people like that. But let us embrace this as the true and living word of God, that God breathed this into life for each and every one of us. There's an invitation for us today. There's an invitation for us this year to receive his word afresh. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive his word afresh? I am. It's his living word. It's our roadmap, and it's going to bring us the nourishment and the sustenance that we need this year, and we need it. We need it. It's a dry and barren world out there, and we need his refreshing. Not only that, but it will help protect you. We've already heard it's your sword. Take it in hand. When the father of lies comes at you speaking toxic words and lies, take your sword and learn how to use it. Learn how to use it. Speak it out. Proclaim it. Pray those truths that are contained in it. And allow your body, soul, and mind to be filled and refreshed and protected. I want to leave you today with something very simple and very practical. So I want to share with you the steps that I've learned to take. It's very simple, this. But if you're beginning to read the scriptures for the first time, perhaps I hope this very simple steps here, these 4 points are going to help you. They're going to help you to get you started. Now, I know a lot of you already do this already, but maybe this is a word for someone today. So 4 P's that I've got for you today. The first one is this: as you come before the Word of God, prepare. Prepare to make time. Maybe you've been saying, but I've not got enough time. When I got up in the morning, I've got too much to do. I've got to get the kids up. I've got to get them ready for school. In fact, I am the school right now. Maybe that's been you and you're thinking, I don't have time right now to soak in the Word of God. Can I encourage you to make the time? Can I encourage you to get up that wee bit earlier? Get up before the kids. Get up before the dog needs to go for a walk. And just spend time with the Father in His words. Or maybe you're putting it off because you open up your diary and it's full meetings and schedules. And you're thinking to yourself, I don't have time. My diary's full. I've got a really important job to do. Can I encourage you to then schedule in, spend time with Jesus. So just as you don't miss that appointment at 11 o'clock, you don't miss that appointment with Jesus. It's so vitally important that you schedule it in, that you make time to spend with Jesus. Prepare by getting everything that you need around you. Turn your phone off. Make yourself a cup of tea. Get your notebook, your pen, your journal. Get it all out, laid out on the table before you even open it, so that you have no distractions. But not only are we preparing physically, we need to prepare our hearts spiritually. You can spend some time just worshiping God. Put on some praise music. Let's listen to your favorite songs. You know, that's why we praise God before the Word in church. Because we're preparing our hearts to come before the Word. And that's why we sing a song at the end of a sermon. And they're going to come back now and they're going to get ready for that. We do that because in that moment we're reflecting on what we've just heard. So number one is prepare. Number two is plan. We are planning. How are you going to read it? What are you going to read? There's no right or wrong way of doing this. You can journey through the Bible in a year. You can get an app. You can study a particular book in the Bible. Our young adults are journeying through the book of Luke. Our Sunday school are currently reading Ephesians 6 and the armor of God, funnily enough. Or you might be interested in a particular topic. You want to learn about forgiveness. So you can look up the scriptures on forgiveness or on hope. But can I encourage you to get a plan? Don't just open it and stick a pin in. Plan it. Prepare it, plan it, and then pray. As you open up the Word of God, before you even open up the Word of God, pray. Lord, open my heart. We did it at the beginning. Open my heart to the wonderful truths in your law. I want to learn from you. Lord, help me to understand it. And you can pray all through it. If something jumps out the page to you, pray through it. And then finally, my favorite, practice the presence of God. It is the living Word of God. When you open up that Word, God is with you. His presence is with you. You are allowing the Father to speak to you, to touch your heart. Practice the presence of God. Breathe Him in. You'll not be disappointed. So, church, God is calling us to be an obedient people, to follow Him, to worship Him and only Him, and as we've heard, to be careful to obey. Obey His word. So, Mossfield, let's get our swords in hand and let's uncover His wonderful truths. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we thank you that you're with us. We thank you that you have not abandoned us. In this world right now that is hurting, afraid, and confused, we thank you that you're not the author of confusion. We thank you, Lord, that your presence is with us at this time, and you've blessed us with your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, not only do we have your Spirit, but we have your true and living Word. Thank you, Lord, that it's more than just words on a page, but it is life to us. Help us, Lord, to obey it, to hide it within our hearts so that we may not fall. May it be our source of nourishment. We long, Lord God, to be in your presence and to worship you. And we thank you, Lord, that you long to be with us. May you fill each person listening and in the sanctuary today with an abundance of your loving water. And may you satisfy the hungry. So we ask now that you would seal your words in each and every one of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.